The Lord's blessings be with you, dear family. So I'm going to open my heart to you and share with you a struggle that I'm having that you probably are having too in your own way. Lately, we've been using Misty Edwards for our dwelling prayer. And boy, she lights a fire under you. She's amazing. And I'm always moved by her, especially her sincerity and fire and the great ability to be very candid and upfront with her message and how important and vital her message is. And of course, the musical interpretation is very dramatic at times and really stirs my soul. And I want to do better with my music. So I struggle with feeling impotent, so to speak. Father used to tease me all the time and say, "Why do you feel important?" No, impotent. Well, anyway, now my dear Satanist friends, you can take this and run with it to your little cursing altars, but I have confidence in the Lord that that will not succeed. He brought this up immediately today, and I'm sure I'm not the only one struggling with comparing myself to others. So I was a little reluctant to hear from the Lord, and he tapped me on the shoulder and he said, "I'm here." I said, "Yes, Lord, I'm here. H-E-R-E and H-E-A-R too." He said, "Why are you disparaging yourself? Misty has a completely different charism, yet I need both of you. Oh, Claire, it hurts me deeply when you look upon yourself with such contempt. And of course, the enemy takes complete advantage of your thoughts. In fact, many of them originate with him. Just to get you down and remove your focus from me and what I am doing." He lifted my chin because I was kind of looking at my feet. He said, "You need to be much better than that." I'm sorry, Lord, and I'm sorry for indulging my temptations. Yeah, I got a couple temptations, one with food and one with possessions that I had to fight down. And he answered me, "Well, at least you canceled them out." And I said, "But look how much time I wasted." He said, "Now you're getting the point. These things are distractions to consume and devour your time that could have been used for my purposes and even to make you ecstatically happy," which is the way I get when I work with music and I have a good night. I told the Lord, "I truly hate my sins and weaknesses. I hate them." He replied, "It's good for you to feel that way. But after you have seen and dealt with them, get back up, beloved, and try again. We wait for you, you know. Yes, your saints and angels, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, Francis, Claire, Joseph, and my mother, Padre Pio, and so many more, Faustina, Therese, and Mother Teresa. Yes, indeed, we wait because we want to instruct and form you into the perfect image of who you were created to be." Now, this is interesting. I took a break from recording to do something, and one of our sisters said to me, "Disparaging spirit, that was something that a witch cursed us with, disparaging and hopelessness." And I've been fighting those two things. And it's been a battle, a real battle. But the thing is, they're just giving us a world-class classroom to exercise self-control in when they do things like that. Because the Lord continues to pick us up and show us how to overcome the curses. So in many ways, when he allows something like that to fall, it's a blessing. Because it's a training tool. Okay, so And the Lord continued, yes, Misty has a wonder-filled gift that she has nurtured and cultivated. And that just goes to show you what a soul can do when they are totally obedient to me and don't squander time or graces. That is a huge hole in your boat, squandering time. Boy, this is funny because I asked the Lord, where are the holes in my boat? And now he's telling me, squandering time. Why don't you make that your fast? Now, this, I just got in a car to choose a fast, and I didn't know what to choose, so I was waiting on the Lord. And he continued, the moment you recognize what you are doing is squandering time, in that moment, drop what you are doing and get back on track. Would you agree to that? Oh, yes, Lord, that would be the perfect fast for me. I recognize the need for change there. I feel like the enemy has really been exploiting that. He continued, I knew you would agree, and you were wise to wait on me to tell you what I wanted you to fast from, rather than trying to make up your own penance. This shows wisdom, and I want you to teach it. Come here, beloved, and tuck your heart into mine. Bury yourself in me, Claire. And do sing to me. I love that. And you have attention deficit issues. Did you know that? No, Lord, I had no idea. Yes, well, it is true. Harnessing your mind is like trying to ride a bucking horse that hasn't been broken yet. But if you apply my graces deliberately to your mind, this can be overcome. There are many ways you are taken advantage of, many things you do not recognize about yourself, but the enemy is highly skilled in keeping that knowledge from you as well as using it against you. I can change that if you will work with me. Mostly, beloved, be aware of your shortcomings and respond immediately to the nudge of the Holy Spirit. If you will get in the habit of doing this, I promise you will change in the things that have frustrated you all your life long. Now, this is interesting because I wanted an image of St. Joseph from my computer to remember to ask for him to pray for me. And I knew I was going to get into trouble if I went looking for one. So I asked the Lord to help me not get into trouble. Well, where did I end up? On Pinterest. Can you get onto Pinterest without getting snagged? If you can, you're a saint, because I love images and I have a very hard time there. But I found the picture I wanted, but I also got snagged. And along comes one of the sisters and says, Mother, are you snagged? Yeah. So anyway, I got off Pinterest right away, but that was hard. Okay. He continued, I see what is in your heart, and it is golden, that I wish to share with the world. And your songs and writings, you are also highly creative and could do so much more to communicate for me. Don't despair that you have had a difficult start. Celebrate that I am with you, and mellowed wine is always the best. I'm tucked into his breast, and he said, don't look upon or try to imitate others. What you have is special to you, and I don't want to lose that. With you trying to explore other styles, I long to hear your authentic voice, not one crafted by others. I know what you think of yourself and what you've done, but it is not in alignment with what I think. If you would apply yourself, and I mean work at it, both voice and piano, you could climb out of this hole very quickly. You have been out of it before, and you can do it again. What pleases me most is the soul who does not compare, but looks directly at me and utilizes the very unique gifts and opportunities that I make for them. That is the fulfillment of your destiny. So many waste their time imitating the latest success without realizing they are losing the beauty of what I wanted to give them. Be brave and be bold about your message. Don't be afraid of anything. Not opinions, not genre, not what appeals to others, but what is your heart, authentically. And for the most part, you've been doing that. But when you begin to go too far in comparing, you risk losing all I gave you. And your voice is not heard by others. And that is a tragedy. Come now, beloved, lift up your head and see all the opportunities I've placed before you. These are things you can still do within the time you have. So let's not waste any of it. Tuck into my heart and absorb the magic and majesty of my being. It will clean and empower you. You know, of course, that everything is driven by my power, which flows in great abundance. Now, even as we speak, steward this grace, Claire, and make the best possible use of it. And so that's a very encouraging message from the Lord. And for all of you who are caught up in comparing yourselves, you probably ought to listen to this message 2 or 3 times just to be convinced that there's nothing better you can do with your life than to be yourself and do it the way God has gifted you to do it. Amen. I would like to thank all of you who responded to our call for help with buying firewood. Thank you so much for supporting our firewood project. We really, really appreciate it, and we are able to share firewood now with the poor families in our area. God bless you for that. Amen.